This is Pastor Philip. Greetings from Germany. Today, I'm going to talk to you about six principles of a miracle taken from John chapter 6, verse 1 to 14. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, thank you for what you're going to do for all those who hear this message. Multiply substantially the little they have in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. These are the principles performed by Jesus that is recorded in all four Gospels. The reading goes in John 6 from 1 to 14. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs, which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in that place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who has come into the world." As I said before, this is the only miracle performed by Jesus that is recorded in all four Gospels. This fact alone should convince us that God has some very important things to teach us. Today, I want us to look at 6 principles which were evident in the performance of this miracle. As we study this passage, we will see that these 6 points were predominant in the feeding of the 5,000, as this is commonly known. This miracle is commonly known. God wants to meet our needs in every situation. And whatever your needs are today, he wants you and me to adopt these points that we are going to look at. The first principle we're going to look at is clearly seen in the account of the story given in Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Now listen to what God says there. "And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things." He had compassion. Now, what is compassion? It is to have such a deep concern for the other person's sorrow or suffering that it moves you to help that person in their need, whether it be emotional, physical, material, financial, or spiritual. Jesus had compassion on them and healed their sick. He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. What were those things which he taught them? He taught them about the things of God. Jesus didn't go around like a magician waving a wand or performing signs and miracles for the sake of doing them. He spent time with people and got to know them personally. It was important for him to identify himself with their suffering. He had compassion on them. And since we belong to God, as believers, this is the first principle you need to move you to help others and get things done. The Bible tells us in Lamentations a little bit about this compassion of God. Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23 says, "Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." You see, his compassions, they don't fail because they are new every morning. And this means that every morning, it depends on how you feel, he will meet that need. If you are down, he will get down to where you are. If you are suffering, he's going to suffer with you. If you are happy, he's going to be happy with you, because his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. The compassion of Jesus was a pivot on which the other principles were turned into operation. When the disciples looked up and saw the vast crowd of people who were hungry, it was an impossible situation. And this is the second point that I'd like us to look at. The second principle, the impossible situation. In the Gospel of John 6, verse 7, Philip said, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." And in verse 9, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Both of these evaluations of the situation were correct. Half a year's wages would not buy enough bread to feed the people who were there. And 5 loaves and 2 fish were without doubt insufficient. The lesson we need to get from this is that you should not let the logical evaluation of your predicament stop you from finding the answer. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Luke 1, verse 37, "For nothing is impossible with God." So no matter how great a problem you might be confronted with, do not be overwhelmed by the magnitude of your task. In the Gospel of Mark 6, verse 37, the disciples wanted to send the people away because they thought, "This is impossible. How are we going to feed these people?" But Jesus said to them, "You and you and you give the people something to eat." He wants you and you and me to give them something to eat. God wants to use you, who are small in your own eyes, to go wherever you are and give the people something to eat. This message is to be continued. We've only touched compassion and a little bit of the impossible situation. Greetings, Pastor Philip.
Don't let your imagination tell you a lie or whispers from the enemy make you cry. Why worry about what people say? It's just not true. Let no one take your faith away, for God still loves you. It'll be okay. Won't you please believe him when he says it'll be okay? Keep believing just the same old way. It'll be okay. If you could learn to ride the tides, then you'll get by. Just look beyond those clouds above, clouds above. Don't listen to friends and neighbors. They may mean well, but they can't help spreading rumors. You tell, it'll be your